Executive action could be coming. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. The White House says President Biden is looking at steps he can take to restore abortion rights. Yesterday, the Supreme Court reversed Roe v. Wade, which provided abortion protections nationwide. Now, protesters are gathering again outside the court.
My body, my choice!
Last night in Arizona, police fired tear gas after protesters banged on doors and windows at the state capitol. In New York, a handful of protesters were arrested for blocking traffic. The president is heading to Germany for the G7 summit, and before he left the White House, he signed a gun safety bill.
It funds crisis intervention, including red flag laws. It keeps guns out of the hands of people who are a danger to themselves and to others. And it finally closes what is known as the boyfriend loophole.
The package had bipartisan support, although some Republicans say it chips away at gun rights for law-abiding citizens. Many Democrats feel it doesn't go far enough. Gun violence has claimed the life of an infant in Chicago. Police say the 5-month-old was shot in the head last night while in the back seat of a car. The shots were fired from another vehicle. The U.S. is offering condolences to Norway following a shooting during an LGBTQ pride festival. 2 people were killed.
We stand in solidarity with our close ally Norway and the community in Norway and all who have been devastated by this senseless act.
John Kirby with the National Security Council. The suspect is believed to be an Islamic extremist who was known to law enforcement. Norway's terror alert level has been raised from moderate to extraordinary. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Another attempt to restart nuclear talks with Iran.
Those talks will restart in the coming days in Vienna, according to a Saturday announcement by the European Union and Iran. The hope is to relieve tensions between Tehran and world powers, while Iran inches closer than ever to weapons-grade level uranium under decreasing international oversight. Iran, earlier this month, removing 27 surveillance cameras of the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency. Former President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the deal in 2018. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Monkeypox continues to surprise scientists. Researchers say the virus is mutating more than previously thought. That translates into what they believe could be a case of accelerated evolution. There are 2 distinct strains circulating in the U.S., and in some areas, like New York City, there's evidence of local transmission. To the fight against COVID-19, and a big decision for members of the National Guard.
Members of the National Guard have been given until this coming Thursday to get vaccinated against COVID-19. However, about 40,000 Guard members, about 13% of the force, have not yet done so, and at least 14,000 of them have flatly refused to get it and are risking expulsion. The Guard says they're working with the approximately 7,000 members who have sought exemptions mainly due to religious reasons. Lieutenant General John Jensen, the director of the Guard, says that every soldier is being given, quote, the opportunity to get vaccinated and continue their military career. But that clock is ticking. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
As the Omicron variant of COVID-19 rips through the world, Pfizer says it's developing a booster shot that specifically targets Omicron. And the drug maker says results have been favorable. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and 4-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.